Welcome to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs highlighting research on the campus to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today we're talking to Associate Professor John Wiebe from Psychology. John, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about what your research thrusts are.
Well, sure. I'm a clinical health psychologist, so I work at the intersection of psychology and medicine. Anytime that someone's behavior or mental processes influence their physical health, that's an issue that's of interest to me and to the students that I work with in the lab. Nowadays, as the things that impact people's health are much more chronic illnesses than acute illnesses, we see that people's behavior and their mental state has much more of an influence on their health than in the past. And we're able to change some of those factors because of our training in psychology and behavior.
So you would feel then that there's an unambiguous link between the two?
Absolutely. There's an unambiguous link between the two. Now, there are a lot of ambiguous links as well, but some of the things that we study in our lab are very clear links, things like adherence to medication regimens. Physicians today know a lot about what we should do to control or manage chronic illnesses. But they're not necessarily experts in getting us to do those things. And psychologists, with their training in behavior and modification of behavior, can often have an influence on those aspects of somebody's chronic illness regimen.
But, I mean, in a sense, that comes down to something like just personal discipline. I mean, in terms of medication regimen.
Well, there are individual differences in adherence, but when it comes right down to it, we're all pretty bad at it. Even when it comes to taking a daily vitamin or, for that matter, a antibiotic regimen, most of us don't do it very well. And there are some fairly simple things that we can do to change that and to help people take their medications better.
Is there a particular set of diseases or conditions, chronic conditions, that you're interested in?
Sure. So we've done some work with end-stage renal disease, people who have kidney problems, people who are on dialysis. And then more recently, we've been working with HIV, which, of course, these days is a chronic illness and can be managed through a number of different behavioral strategies. But the biggest one is taking medication as prescribed so that someone can not only live a healthier life with the virus, but also so that they don't develop a resistant strain that then is passed on to other folks.
Well, what you learn from one disease applies to another in terms of if you're trying to alter people's behavior. They're all sort of intertwined.
A lot of the things that we study do transfer very easily from one chronic illness to another. And as a matter of fact, we're now thinking about moving some of the things we've learned in HIV into the context of diabetes, which, of course, is a huge issue here on the border and an issue where there are a lot of health disparities.
This has been 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. We were talking to Professor John Wiebe from Psychology, and my name is Keith Pannell.